I love dogs. And every time I hear a story about a dog or read one about a dog, it always excites me. In fact, I spend a lot of time on Instagram sometimes just watching a certain dog that I follow. Yes, there's a dog whose profile I follow. Anyway, so I heard this story that was quite interesting about a dog. There's this guy who every time he'd be on his way home, there's this car dog that used to terrorize him. It would start barking and, you know, like chasing him every time it saw him. And of course, the guy would run off and try and use a different route to get home. That continued for quite a long time until one day he decided enough is enough. So when he saw the dog, he decided, today I am not going to run away from you. One of us is going to run away, but I'm not going to be the one. So he decided to you know, stuff his pockets with stones and decided, this dog today, if it comes my way, I'm going to throw a rock at him. And so as he was approaching him, the dog, as usual, started running after him. But this time round, the dog realized this guy wasn't running. So it came as close as possible, and it still continued barking at the guy. Now, as it was barking, the guy realized that the dog was toothless. And he started laughing because all these months, he had been running away from a toothless dog. That dog had made him so frightened. He was so afraid. He had so much fear. But the moment he looked into the mouth of the dog and realized that it was toothless, he became fearless, completely fearless, even threw the rocks and started kicking the dog around. And now this time around, it's the dog that was running away from him. Why? Because he had a reason to be fearless. The dog didn't have teeth. Fearless. F for fearless. That's our word for today. Hi, my name is Liz, and as usual, stay on the podcast and let's get to dig deeper into this fearless word. So, what is being fearless? You know, most people think being fearless is, you know, not having any fear in you. So you can, you know, you're courageous, because that's the other, that's a synonym for fearlessness. You're really macho, you can do things, you know, that most people can't do, you're a risk taker and all that stuff. But actually, being fearless simply means having mastery of fear. It's not that you're not afraid, it's not that you don't have fear in you, it is there, but you've mastered the art of dealing with fear. And the moment you do that, guess what happens? You have less of fear. And that is why it's called fearless. Less of fear. Now, how does one master fear? How do you, you know, how do you have less of fear? You know? And when you have less of fear, what do you have more of? Let me share with you a few things I personally do when fear wants to attack me. First of all, I want to say that I love this person, whoever it was, that said that fear is just an acronym that stands for false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Meaning it is just false. It's not even something true. You shouldn't even bother with it. So if this was a court of law and somebody has brought that evidence, they themselves should be thrown in jail because they've brought something that is not even true. So they're bearing false witness. So fear is false evidence appearing real. That's the first thing I always tell myself. But then there are a few other things I do when it comes to mastering fear. I learned a long time ago that every time I become afraid about something or of something, I sit down and write the reasons why I am afraid of it. Like, for example, I'll tell you for sure, I used to be so much afraid of the big water bodies. I couldn't even go to Zanzibar by boat. I used to fly. Until one day I decided, no, enough is enough. This madness of being afraid of this water body, it has to stop. So I decided to get on a Kilimanjaro 7. one of the most gistiest rides I've ever, you know, taken. And I was treated like a VIP that day. I guess that's why I was, you know, I kind of felt comfortable after that, because they took me all around the boat. I went to the cockpit and they were telling me things about the boat. You know, I kind of got used to the boat before it even started, heading towards Zanzibar. But here's the thing. The moment I took that boat ride, I completely forgot that I was afraid of water. And in fact, I enjoyed the ride so much. People weren't believing that it was my first time to be on the boat, because I was taking water, I was eating, crepes, cassava crepes. And I was uko behind watching the water foaming behind there, you know, as the boat was going, was cutting through the water. There's this big whitish foam, it forms behind it. So I was just enjoying that and taking selfies of the same. In fact, if you go to my blog, I've written an article on F for Fearless, and I've posted one of those photos up there. So I became fearless. Why? Because I decided that one of the things I'm going to do is face this thing head on. So I realized that, one, I didn't really have a good reason as to why I feared water. I had never drowned. I had never seen anyone drowning, though I'd heard of many cases where people drown. I didn't really have a good reason why I feared the ocean or big water bodies, like I call them. So once I realized that my fears were baseless and they were, you know, I didn't have a reason why I should fear, I decided now to face the fears head on. And that's when I went on the boat ride. And it was the most amazing experience I've ever had. In fact, I remember when I was coming back, the tide was so high and it's like half the boat was in water. But it wasn't even, you know, people were vomiting left, right and center. Guys looked like they were going to leave their intestines on the boat. But I was cool. And I was behind there still watching all this happening and just marveling at, you know, God's creation. The water body, that is. So yes, one of the things I do, find out why I am afraid and then face that fear squarely on the face. And then something else is, I love it when I start positive affirmations. You know, I start speaking positive affirmations upon myself, especially when that ugly head of fear starts looming my way. So the more I speak positive, the less fear I have. That's why I'm saying fear less. So the more you speak positive, the more you see positivity, the more you see possibilities, the less fear you have in you. Like a time like now, I know a lot of people are living in pure terror of COVID-19. And most people right now, they're even afraid that the moment you maybe have a headache or you start sneezing or you're having a cough or you realize you have some flu, the next thing you start thinking to yourself is that, oh my goodness, I've already contracted this thing. Listen, guys, even before COVID came along, there was these things. We still had these symptoms. I remember I used to still get migraines. I used to cough and I still used to sneeze and I used to get mafua in the morning especially. But that doesn't mean that I am sick. It doesn't mean that because you're doing that or you have those symptoms, you are sick. You're not infected with COVID. So stop letting fear, you know, make you its slave. Stop the fear of COVID should not make you its slave. Instead, how about focusing on being healthy? How about focusing on being, you know, improving your immunity? How about exercising more? How about eating healthy? How about eating not just food, but also what you're feeding your mind? Avoid so much information about this thing, because the more you hear those harrowing stories and guys being buried at night or whatever, the more afraid you become. So for you to become fearless, you need to be less fearful. And that will only happen if you stop feeding your mind with things that are making you afraid. Now, if you're to be fearless, then what are you supposed to have more of? That is faith. Fear and faith don't live in the same street. They don't share a room. So it's either you're fearful or you have faith. One of the two, not both. So for you to be fearless, you must have a lot of faith in you. And where do you get that faith from? My favorite book says, Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So the more you hear the word of God, the more faith and hope you have in you. And guess what? The reverse is also true. The less you hear of the word of God, the more fear comes in you. So whose word are you listening to? Who is in your ear, rather? So the more you listen to God's word, the more you feed yourself with positivity, because definitely God's word is positivity, the less fear you're going to have. So if you want to be fearless during this season, have more faith. May you be ignited, may you be inspired, and may you be influenced to become the best version of your fearless self you can ever be. Have faith, stay safe, stay sane, and God bless you.